The sicha that we're going to learn together today is in Chelek Yud Aleph, Parsha Shmois, the second sicha about Parsha Shmois. The Rebbe begins, Al ha-posuk shlach nabiyad tishlach isa b'medrash amar Moshe lefonov, ribayna shalolam shlach nabiyad tishlach biyad Moshiach shehu osid legalis. The Torah tells us that Moshe told Hashem, Shlach na biyad tishlach, don't send me, send the one who you are going to send. The Medrash says that Moshe was saying, Hashem, send Moshiach, who you will ultimately send to redeem the Yidden from Golos. Amnam bakasha zu shel Moshe lo niskabla, ki ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya dafka Moshe yia shliach lo hotzias b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim. But Hashem didn't accept Moshe's request. Hashem wanted it to be Moshe who was going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Midivrei ha-medrash muvan sheyesh nashaychas miyuchedes ben Moshe u-Mashiach. Asher mishum zeh bikesh Moshe mehashlichus bigulosun shel b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim shehutla olav tiyamser biyad Mashiach. But what we can see from this medrash is that there's a special connection between Moshe and Mashiach. And that's why Moshe said, you know what? Can you give over my shlichus to Mashiach? Elisha mikol makom haisa tzricha liyais ha-geula di-yitzias Mitzrayim dafka al yidei Moshe, v'inyone shel Moshe hu dafka gulosun shel Yisrael, v'inyone shel Mashiach hu dafka gulosun shel Yisrael megalusun ha-acharin. Nevertheless, even though Mashiach and Moshe, their work is so connected, but still Hashem wanted that the first redemption was going to be through Moshe and the second was going to be through Mashiach. Haynu toichna shel shaychos zeh zu, shebein Moshe u-Mashiach, shemipnei zeh bo hatzad ha-shava shebetafkideihem l'goyal es b'nei Yisrael migalusom, muvan al pi maimrazal, Moshe hu goyal rishon, hu goyal acharin. Now this connection that Moshe has with Melech HaMashiach, and in the which we could see in the fact that their jobs were basically the same job, redeeming Bnei Yisrael from their enslavement, from their golus, is expressed in the Maamar Hazal that says Moshe was the first redeemer and the second redeemer. The Maamar Hazal doesn't mean that it will be actually Mashiach who will lead us out of Golus. But what it's telling us is that, because as we know, Moshe was from Shevet Levi, and Mashiach has to be from Shevet Yehuda. But what it's telling us is that Moshe empowered the final Redeemer to do his job as well. V'habir, ha-toyra hi reishis v'ikir ma'alosoi shal melech ha-mashiach, huga b'toyra. V'haynu sha-koychoi zu liyais gu'ulosan shal Yisrael hu al yedei ha-toyra, shehu toyras Moshe. And we can explain this idea that Moshe empowered Mashiach to do his job by simply looking at what the Rambam says is the number one description of Moshe, huga b'toyra, he's diligently studying Torah, meaning that his power comes from Torah, Torah's Moshe. V'chein al derech zeh koichen shel Yisrael l'havias ha-geula asida al yidei avodasam him hu al yidei Torah. And likewise, from the part of Bnei Yisrael, their power to make Mashiach actualize is from Torah. So we see here that Moshe, who gave the Torah, who transmitted the Torah, he empowered both Melech HaMashiach and the Yidden to bring Mashiach, to make Mashiach a reality. V'shaychos pnimi yezu shebein Mashiach u'Moshe merumezes gam bazeh shebias Mashiach nikras yovoi shiloi. Sheyovoi shiloi begamatria Mashiach. V'shiloi v'shilo begamatria Moshe ki yovoi shiloi. So here the Rebbe says that we can see another connection between Mashiach and Moshe. Because we know yovoi shiloi is referring to the coming of Mashiach, as it's mentioned in Parshas Vayechi. And Yavoi Shiloi itself is the gematria of Mashiach. And the word Shelah itself is the gematria of Moshe. So here you see the same expression. If you use both words, it's the gematria of Moshiach. And if you use one word, just Shelah, it's the gematria of Moshe. Ki yavoi Shelah hainu gilav shel Moshiach. Because when you're talking about the entire expression Yavai Shila, that is the full revelation of Mashiach. Vahu b'gematria Mashiach. So that makes sense that it is the gematria Mashiach. V'shila, but Shila itself b'gematria Moshe. That is the same numerical equivalent as Moshe. Hainu zeshe kfar yeshna koidem li yavoi hakoyach al b'yosei shel Mashiach hu inyane shel Moshe. This refers to the power for Mashiach to come without the word Yavoi, meaning it hasn't come yet, but the power for it to come. That is the gematria of Mashiach, because that is the gematria of Moshe, because it is Moshe who empowers Mashiach to come. Now here the Rebbe says that the Friedeke Rebbe brings another gematria. Yavoi, the word Yavoi by itself is the gematria of 1, 13. Moshe b'tziruf echad b'chinas Mashiach. And if you take the word Moshe and you add echad or Yavoi, both have the gematria of 13, you get to Mashiach. Moshe plus 1 equals Mashiach. So again, here you see an incredible connection between Moshe and Mashiach from looking at the gematria of both. V'hainu shebiyosei shal Moshe shal Mashiach b'poyol yovoi yiyah al yidev avoida ba'oifen shal echad v'akoyach levatze avoida zu niton lonu mi Moshe v'lachin Moshe nesinas koyach shal avoida zu b'tziruf echad ha'avoida atzma Gematria Mashiach. So what is the meaning behind all of these gematrios, these numerical equivalents? The message that it's telling us is that in order for Mashiach to actually come, to get from the state of Moshe to the state of Mashiach, there needs to be Echad, which again, 13 is the difference between Moshe and Mashiach, and it's also the gematria of the word Yavoi. So in order to make it Yavoi, to make it an actuality, that's where our work in the area of Echad, of oneness, is needed. And this is what the Rebbe will explain now. What is the Avoida of one Echad to make Yavoi Shiloi a reality? Oisbeis, Vabir Bazeh, Amrazal, Oilam al Miluyoi Nivra. Hainu shekasher nivra ha'olam hayu kol inyonav b'shlemusoi. Ela she'achar kach al yidei chetei tzadas, shaba nochash al chava, hitel ba zuma. Vayered adam va'olam b'shlemusoi u'ma'alosoi, ad hazman d'matan toira, she'oz nis'ala mi'iridosom, ki Yisrael amdu al har Sinai pasku zumasom. So here the Rebbe says that it says in the Medrash that Hashem made the world complete, perfect, but through Eitz Hadas, there was a Zuma, there was an impurity that came into the world. And we descended from our state of completion. But luckily by Matan Torah, we were elevated from this descent. And when we stood by Har Sinai, the impurity that had come during the time of Eitz Hadas, left, it stopped. V'shav ba yurida achar kach al yidei chet ha'egel, sha'oz chozro zumoso, v'adayin hi ba'olam ad boi ha'gula asida, v'yekuyim ha'yud v'asruach hatuma aver min ha'aretz, sha'oz tisvatel ha'zuma lagamre, v'olam yisvarer, v'yistachech, v'yisale, b'tachlis habir, v'azichoch, v'ha'iloi. But after that incredibly elevated state of Matan Torah, again we descended through Chet Ha'egel, and this impurity returned. And that impurity will stay until Mashiach comes, when it will be removed. As the Navi says, Hashem will remove the spirit of impurity from the earth when Mashiach comes, and then this impurity that came to the world by Chet Eitz Hadas will be removed completely, and the world will be uplifted and refined in a complete way. V'hine yadua asher yirida tzorech aliyah hi. V'hainu shekol tachliso shel yirida mimadrega hakodemes hu l'tzorech aliyah haba al yadoi. Now we know that any descent is for the sake of an ascent. Hare muvan sh'aliyah shela achare hayirida yesh ba'aliyah l'gabe ha'iloi shehaya kodem hayirida. And that means that the improvement or the elevation that occurred after the descent was even greater than the state, the positive state that existed before the descent. Muva mize, shemadregas ha'aliyah al-yidei matan Torah, shabo la'achare ha'yirida al-yidei chetei tzadas, yesh ba yisroin al-dargas ha'iloi shakoidam. So following this logic, we have to say that the ascent, the state of the world by Matan Torah, after they were elevated, was so great that it was even greater than the state of the world before Chet Eitz Hadas, because that descent of Chet Eitz Hadas was only there to bring us higher, not just back up to status quo, but higher. Ubavadai shekamoy kain hu biyisrein ma'alosoy shel ha'aliyah ha'asida shel ha'achari ha'yirida b'chet ha'egel l'gabe ha'aliyah d'matan Torah shekoydam chet ha'egel. So for sure, this same logic applies to the elevated state that we will achieve when Mashiach comes, which is again the elevation that comes after the descent of chet ha'egel. That will be even higher than the tremendous elevation that we reached by Matan Torah, which was in turn higher than the state of the world when Hashem first created it before Chet Eitz Hadas. Uma'alosoi shel aliyah zu, shel acharei hayirida lagabrei hamayla hakademes hu b'yeser se'ez, hein mitzad hamshachos arin soif baruch hu milamayla lamata, v'hein mitzad his Alusam shel b'nei Yisrael milamata lamayla. And this elevated state will be so great, both from the side of Hashem and from the side of us. U'kamei shematzinu ba'aliyah d'matan Torah. De'im hiyoi shagam koi d'matan Torah kvar nitan ha'koyach al kiyam ha'mitzvos. U'b'loshin ha'rambam al shisha dvarim nitztavu adam arishon. V'chuloi v'hoisav l'noyach eiver minachai chuloi ba Avram minitztav al yeser al elu chuloi v'yitzchak chuloi v'yakov hoisav chuloi v'amur chazal da'avas kaimu kol ha'toyros kula achaloi nitna im kol ze harei dafka b'matan Torah nischadesh loy rak ilui rav v'toysefes koyach b'kim ha'mitzvos atma elagam kol inyan du uvanu v'charta b'chiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'bnei Yisrael haba me'atzmuso yisparech shalamayla mikol or v'giloi sheneskala koyda matan Torah. And we find this by matan Torah as well. Again, we're talking about this dual advantage, both from our side and Hashem's side. So what we find by matan Torah is that before matan Torah, the mitzvahs already existed. Meaning Adam HaRishon had 6 mitzvahs, and then by Noach it increased, and by Aver, and by Avraham Hashem commanded him more, and Yitzchak had more mitzvahs, and Yaakov had more mitzvahs, to the extent that it says that the Avos actually did the entire Torah, even though the Torah wasn't given, so they obviously knew and were commanded all of the mitzvahs that would eventually be given in the Torah. But still, there was something great that was accomplished by Matan Torah, something new. And that is not just that the mitzvahs were given more powerfully now, but that the Yidden were now chosen. And this state of chosenness comes from the essence of Hashem, which is higher than any type of light and revelation. V'chein gam hu b'negei l'maylas dargosam shel b'nei Yisrael.
De efshar da shall ye de chaytaiga chazra zumasay shall yisrael. Sorry, I'm just got a little confused with that Rashi Tevois. And the same thing applies. Not only was Matan Torah more powerful and a great elevation from Hashem's side, the Afal Pi, that's the Rashi Tevois, sorry. But we're saying also from Hashem's side that even though after Cheta Egel, the impurity came back. Mikol makam loy haisa zumazu kamay koida matan taira. But the impurity didn't come back to the same extent as it was before. De lefisha birava ilui de paska zumasam bematan taira haya badarga nalis yeser midargas ha ilui koidem chete tadas. Because the stopping, the cleansing from this impurity that happened by Matan Torah was much greater, was to much greater extent than it was even before Chete Tadas, even before the world was created. I'm sorry, even when the world was just created, before Chete Tadas. Dehainu shepu'ulosa yhaise pnimis v'chayderas yoyser. V'lachin gam b'yirida shala achar zeh adayin nikeres pu'ulosoy. Because the work that happened in preparation for Matan Torah penetrated the world to such an extent that even though we fell afterwards, it wasn't as bad of a fall as what happened after Chet Eitz Hadas. Meaning before Chet Eitz Hadas, the world wasn't strong enough, so to speak, to take that kind of fall. And therefore, the impurity really pushed it down far. But the second time around, the world was strengthened more than it was initially. And therefore, even though there was a fall, and even though the impurity came back, it didn't cause the world to go down as low, because we were more fortified. We were more protected this time around because of the work that we did from this impurity. So what we see is both from the side of Hashem and from the side of the work of the world, the elevation by Matan Torah was even more powerful than the state of the world when it was first created right before Eitz Hadas. Ois Gimel. V'al derech sohu gam be'inyan ha'aliyah be'geula asida sha'oz yilmod Mashiach Torah es kol b'nei Yisrael kulam Torah sel sham Mashiach Bidugmas ha'aliyah shebematan Torah, shegam ba maila gedayla v'yaseira al ha'iloi shebematan Torah. U'bishnei enyanim hanal begiloi ha'elokus melamaila u'bemadrega shebnei Yisrael v'ha'olam. And again, carrying this logic to Mashiach, we have to say that the same thing will apply when Mashiach comes, that the elevation will be much greater than it was by Matan Torah, both from the side of the godliness, the revelation of godliness in the world, and from the side of the level that the Yidden and the world are on. Mavur batanya she'imi yois, she'gilei ha'elokus, she'haya b'matan Torah, haya b'chinas ri'ya chushis, b'chol zeh haya zeh rak me'ein v'dugmas ha'gilei she'ya lo'asid. The Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that even though by Matan Torah, they were able to see Hashem in a tangible way, see Elokus in a tangible way, but yet all of that was only an extension, was only a partial experience of the full-on experience that we will have when Mashiach comes. Ha'raimuva meze shebachinas v'nigla kfayt havaya v'goymer, giloy orin soif baruch hu shi'a lo'asad lavay, hu nayla yoyser mebachinas giloy Elokus shaya b'matan Torah. Meaning that the level of revelation of Hashem that will happen when Mashiach comes will be much higher than the revelation of Hashem that existed by Matan Torah. The gampen menagei la madregoshin shel bnei Yisrael va'olam hare lo'asad lava yikuya mashakosa v'ruach hatoma aver min ha'aretz uvola hamavis lanetzach v'goymer, and also when it comes to when we talk about the level of Bnei Yisrael and the world in the times of Mashiach, the Navi tells us that Hashem will completely remove Ruach HaTumah from the world. He will swallow up death forever. What that means is, Loi kemoi shahayi b'matan Torah sharak poska zumasa, v'adayin nish'ara efshariyas shetachzor la'achareizeh, וכמו שהיה בפועל על ידי חטא העגל, והיינו לפי שהזיכוך נפעל בעולם, לא היה, שנפעל בעולם, לא היה מצד העולם עצמו, כי היא מצד המשוחס וגילוי אלוקוס מלמעלה. ולכן במשוך היובל, כשנסתלק גילוי זה, היסה שוב אפשריוס לחזרס הזומה. אבל לא עושד לבוי, היינו... So what the Rebbe says is that by Matan Torah, it describes the elevation as in the state of the world as the impurity stopped. But stopped means also that there's a possibility that it will return, which is what actually happened. And that the reason that there was the opportunity for it to return was because the refinement that was accomplished in the world was largely due to Hashem's influence. And because of that, as time wore on, it was possible that Hashem's influence would lessen its impact on the world and that the impurity would come back, which is what happened. But when Mashiach comes, She'inyan ha-tumah v'hazuma ya'avor legamrei, when the tumah and the impurity from chet Eitz Hadas will completely be removed. V'hainu sha'olam atzmai matzad inyonoi hu yisvarer v'yistachech. V'lachein gam hagilui shayavei al yidei zeh yiskale v'yachtor ba'olam ba'ifesh ala netzach. This will happen. The impurity will be removed forever because of the work that we've done ourselves. That and how deeply it's penetrated the world. And that will cause an absolute and eternal and irreversible removal of the tumah. V'hine mizeh asher dafka la'acharei hayirida hi ha'aliyah hanalis b'yoyser muvan asher hayirida eine ela hachana muchreches la'aliyah haba'achareh v'hainu ki dafka avoyde b'mokam hayirida hu ha'mevias ha'aliyah. I'm sorry, that was oistalid. So in Aistala, the Rebbe says, so from all this we see that we need to go through a process of a descent in order to come to the highest ascent of Mashiach. וכמוי שהעלייה דמתן תוירה באה על ידי החונה דמייסו אבויס, ואחר כך הבירו והזיכוך דקור הברזל במצרים שהם שהכינו אספני ישראל, just like in order to get to the level that we reached at Matan Torah, there had to be the preparation of the Avos, and there had to be the furnace of the experience of Mitzias Hatzrayim, which was like a furnace that burns and refines the metal, and that uplifted Bnei Yisrael and made them ready to receive the Torah, to be on that level of Matan Torah. כך על ידי החונה של מעשינו ועבדיסינו כל זמן משך הגולוס בבירו וזיכח העולם עד שהעולם עצמי מצד עניוני הוא יזדחך ויסעל לכנל טובי האילוי דגאולה עשידה. So too, right now, we are working and we have worked during Golos to refine the world so that we can reach the greatest level of elevation during the time of Mashiach. Oisei, והעניין יובן בהקדם הקושיה הידוע על מה שכוסוב שמע ישראל וגומר השם אחד. דלכוירו הימסם יויסר לומר השם יוחד, כי מילוס אחד אינה מוירה לכוירו על המיצס ייחודי של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהרי יש אחד המינוי, שיש שני לוי. ולכן נאמר יש אחד ואין שני, כי מילוס אחד לבדי עדיין אינה שללס שני. The question on the word Shema is, why does Moshe use the word Hashem Echad and not Hashem Yochid? Hashem is one, why not use Hashem is alone? The word one gives place for number two. Yes, it's one, but there can still be the possibility of two. Whereas the word echad knocks out the possibility that there is anything else, because yachid means alone, the only one. So why say Hashem is one? Why not say Hashem is alone? Vabir bazeh dihi hanaisenes, tachlis vamitis achdus eshal kadosh baruch hu, eina nikeres bishlilus kol mitzios zulasoi. Me ikra b'chinas yachid ki im dafka kasher yeshna metzias shal oilam ubechol ze nirgash ba'olam she'ena metzias la'atzmoi bazed dafka nisvates amitis achdus shal hakadosh baruch hu. But the explanation is, and the Rebbe says he's quotes here Torah R, that the true oneness of Hashem is not when we don't recognize any other existence, but to the contrary, when we see the world, when we see that there is, when it feels like the world is also an existence unto itself, the world seems independent, and then we recognize that Hashem is one, that's a true recognition of Achdus. So when there is a possibility for two, for otherness, and we still come back, circle back to the fact that it's all Hashem, that's true achdus. V'zehu inyan echad shagam k'sheyeshna l'metziyah shel oylam. Mikol mokom yuchad hu imo yisparech betachas hayichud. Ukamarumas begimel ha'esiyah shemilas echad dalid rakiyas oylam ches zayin rakiyim va'aretz. Aleph HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aluf Resha Olam V'Aperish B'Milas Echad Hu Shetzricha L'Hamshech V'Legalas HaLukos Yisparach HaNirmaz B'Ois Aleph B'Oilam HaNirmaz B'Ois Yis Ches V'Dalit Shagam B'Oilam Lashon Helam V'Hester Kefi Shehu B'Mitziusoy U'B'Gedra U'B'Godrav Hu Yirgash Shakol Mitziusoy Hu Aluf Roshal Olam U'Kamarumaz Gam Bazeh Sha'Echad Shebemilas Sheha Aleph Shebemilas Echad Haremedas al Alufay Shel Oilam Hi Harishoina Viklulim Baze Viklulimba Ubetalim Etzl Aleha Haches Vadalid Haremezas al Metzias Oilam. So here the Rebbe says this idea that Echad is one, meaning there could seem like there's an existence of two, and yet still we recognize that Hashem is everything, is also seen in the word Echad itself. Echad is the one that penetrates the Dalid, the four corners of the world, the Ches, the seven heavens and the earth. And yet all of it is really the Aleph, the Alufay Shel Oilam. And this is when we really see Achdus Hashem, when we have the all these three elements together. The Aleph, Hashem, who is seen when we look at the universe, the four corners of the world, and when we look at the heavens, the seven heavens and the earth, and we still only see Echad, this is the true expression of Achdus Hashem. And remember, we had said initially that Mashiach is Moshe plus Echad, and Echad is the work that we need to do in Galus. That prepares us for the greatest elevation, which is Mashiach, even higher than Matan Torah. So this is why the Rebbe is unpacking the words Echad and Achdus Hashem. Ois Vav. Ach l'choyra eich yia oylam shen yonoy l'ha'alim l'hastar al alukus keili l'kabel uba'oifen she yiskala al yidei ze alufay shel oylam. Hine laze nitnu Torah mitzvahs li Yisrael b'matan Torah. B'chdei shebahem v'al yodam yisvaru v'yistachachu es ha'olam v'yasuhu dira lo yisbarach b'tachtoinim. How do we make the world a vessel for the revelation of the Aleph, Alufay Shel Oilam, the chief master of the world? We do this through Torah mitzvahs, and Torah mitzvahs that were given to us by Matan Torah. Those are the tools and the keys to elevate the world, to make it a dwelling place for Hashem. בזה שבמתן תורה ניתן הכוח לברור לזכחת העולם, היינו, לא זו בלבד שאז ניתנו התורה ומצוויסיה, שעל ידם יעשה העולם דירה לא יספרך, אלא שגם עצם גילוי הלכוש שבמתן תורה, ובמדרגוסוי של העולם באויסוי שעה, ניתנה הכוח על בירור וזכח העולם לאחרי מתן תורה. And the power that Matan Torah gave to allow us to do the work of Echad, of making the world the Dirbach Tachtoinim, was not only in the mitzvahs themselves, but also the revelation of godliness that happened by Matan Torah. This allowed us, that this gave us the power to do the mitzvahs and for the mitzvahs to have their proper effect in elevating the world. B'sha shenitna Torah nisvata la'olam imtziusoy lagamrei machmas, Oitzam hagiloi shalamaila, vahainu shabitol zehaya murgosh gamba oilam, kamimras al tsipur loitzivoch, eloha oilam shoisek huloi, vafsha oilam atzmoi, kamisho begidro vumitsiusoi, loi haya roi oid lakabel giloi or hanala bematantura, rakshanis vatal madrega vumitsiusoi vahuloi, mitad hagiloi haba milamaila. By Matantura, the world ceased to exist in its natural state because the revelation of Hashem was so powerful. And that expressed itself physically in the fact that no bird chirped, the world was completely quiet. And that is because in order for the world to be able to receive this tremendous revelation of Hashem by Matan Torah, it had to completely humble itself from its natural state and its natural level in respect of or because of the tremendous revelation that was happening from above. Hine bitul zu b'shas matan Torah hu shenoson akoyach sheyucha la'olam levarer ulizdachech ulizalois acharkoch ad asher yiakeli v'dira yisparich. And this humility that the world went through by matan Torah, this quietness, that itself gave the power for us to do our subsequent work of uplifting the world and making it a keli for Hashem. Oy zayin, val pize yivaer, masha moisha, b'hoy sofos echad b'gematria Mashiach. Ki inyone shal Mashiach hu nisinas koyach al avoida bebir vizicha ha'olam ba'ofen shel echad. Va'avoida zu b'koycha shel Moshe taveyas ha'gula asida shu inyone shel Mashiach. And now it makes sense why Moshe plus the word echad equals Mashiach. Because Moshe gave us the power by Matan Torah to refine the world in a way of echad, in a way of penetrating alokus into all the details of our world. And this work that we've done of Echad, refining the world, that is what brought Mashiach. What will bring Mashiach? Al pizeh mevu'eres ha-shaychus ha-pnimius ben Moshe Mashiach, ki agula asida ba ba'oifen b'poyal al yedei Mashiach, aval zehu b'koyche shal Moshe, shemimenu v'al yodoi nisna ha-yecholis, l'kare v'lohavi giloi Mashiach. And now we can understand the deep connection between Moshe and Mashiach. As we said before, Moshe hu goyel rishon hu goyel acharin. Because Mashiach, which comes, because the redemption, the gula asida, which comes through Mashiach, was itself empowered by Moshe. Moshe is the one who gave us the power to bring the revelation of Mashiach. Meidach, muvan gam ahevdel shebineihim, ki av shemoisha hu goyelam shel Yisrael, harei tachlis ha'avoida, she'avor shibud v'golos Mitzrayim, v'geulosam v'yitziyosam shel Yisrael m'Mitzrayim, hu matan Torah. K'mer shekasev b'hitzesicha ela'am m'Mitzrayim, ta'avdon es alokim ala harazeh, v'nyone shel matan Torah,
Shehu inyane shel Moshe, noisef al inyane ha'ikri, shel b'chiras ha'kadosh baruch hu b'mnei Yisrael kenal, harehu nesinas ha'koyach ala avoida bebiru v'zichach ha'olam, inyane shel Mashiach hu gomar ha'biru v'zichach, v'ha'iker avoida la'achareze, kasher ha'olam kvar yisvaru v'yistachich v'chulei. And yet we still see that there's a difference between Moshe and Mashiach, which is why Hashem didn't fulfill Moshe's request of Shlach Nabiyat Tishlach. Because even though Moshe was the first Redeemer, but still, the ultimate redemption will come with Mashiach. And the Golos of Mitzrayim gave us the power and the potential to refine the world. But when Mashiach comes, it will be over. That work that started by Matan Torah, that work of Echad, will be over when Mashiach comes. And Mashiach's job will be after that, to lead us after the world is completely refined already. Ois Ches, the last Ois of the Sicha. Ha'adam hu oilam katan, va'al derech seder hanal ba'oilam, kein hu b'kol echad v'achas b'chol yem v'yom. Asher yotza adam l'poy alay ula avaydosay ade erev, va'achar kach, omor b'yodcha afkid ruchi, ula macharosay nase b'ria chadosha, umaschal avayda chadosha. Every single person is like a little world, and every day when a person does their work, they are, in a sense, doing the same work that we described. When they go to sleep, at the end of the day, they're saying, Hashem, I entrust my soul with you, and tomorrow I'm going to be a new creature. I'm going to be a new creation. Avodas hayoyim matchila betfila v'toyra. Lebeis haknesses, umibeis haknesses, lebeis medrash. Va'az gam mekabel hakoyach lavaydasa ba'olam. Nefesh elokis mispashetes begufoi. V'yachol lahamshech b'yetzahara, b'cholkoi ba'olam, al yidei ha'toyra, tavlin li'yetzahara. Ukipshutoi ha'ra'a b'chol drachav. Va'achar kach ba ha'voida b'poyol b'inyanei ha'olam. Hanahig bahim. Minahig derech eretz, va'ad asher k'mo shekasav Rambam shachacham tzorach shi'anikar chuli b'macholoi u'b'mashkeyu chuli, haynu shabachol inyanei oilam shabachol inyanim elu yi'anikar shehu hachacham eina b'roshay u'molotu es ha'ir k'tana b'chachmasoi hachad bato la'elef alufa sha'olam al yidei a'alef chachma. So at the beginning of our day, we're getting the power to do our work through davening and learning. And this empowers the Nefesh Elokis to spread throughout the body and to refine the Yetzirah. But then we have to come and do the real work. As the Rambam writes, that with a Chacham, you can see that he's a Chacham in everything that he does, even the mundane things like eating and drinking. Meaning, in everything that he does, all the mundane activities, they are all empowered by the learning and davening that he did at the start of his day. In other words, the echad, the oneness, has penetrated into the rest of the details of his life. The aluf v'shal olam, the fact that the Hashem is the master of the world and the master of his life, is what teaches him chachma and allows him to be the chacham that the Rambam describes, who acts differently in the mundane activities. Ula'acharei gomer avaydas hayoyim, sha'az oysa adam cheshben tzedek shal avaydasoy b'meshach hayoyim, mudgash shuv tafgidoy lahamshech b'chinas ha'elef b'chol inyanei oylam. V'zeu sha'omer b'yodcha afkid ruchi, kel emes, ki inyanei shal emes hu, al derech bechinas echad hanal, ukamoshin espar emes havaya loilam, ukadisa birushalmi shachois mishal kadosh baruch hu emes, lefisha begimel oisiyos alef mem tof, hini haelef haalef rishayna sheba oisiyos, umem emtsoin vetof acharoina sheba oisiyos, kumesh kosav ani rishayn vani acharoin, umabala de ein elokim, haini shabachol in yana oila minakotza elakotza yimshach viyaskala emes habaya, alufoisha oilam. ושמאמיתס מציוס נמצא כל הנמצאים, ולכן איסה בספרים שבהסתרה אחד, א' ממילוס אמס, נשאר מס, הפך עניין החיים. At the end of a person's day, in Shema, they say, Hashem, in your hands I will entrust my spirit. Hashem is the God of truth. Now these words, the God of truth, Emes, represents the beginning, the middle, and the end. As we know, the letter Aleph is the beginning of the Aleph Beis, Mem is the middle, and Tav is the end. And that represents the fact that Hashem penetrates from one side to the next of my life, from the beginning of my day until the end of my day. It was all Emes. It was all penetrated with truth. It was all penetrated with the Aleph, the Alufay Shel Olam, the fact that Hashem is the master of the world. And as we know, that if that Aleph was not present in my life, if the Aleph was missing from the word Emes, the truthfulness, the integrity of my day, then we are left with Mace. God forbid, the opposite of life, the opposite of integrity, the opposite of the sustainability of the power that I had at the beginning of my day to take it with me until the end of the day. Ukashem Shabachlolis Hare Bamatan Toira Nita Nakoya Halbir Vizichacha Oilam. Kach Bavaidosaya Pratisha Kolachad Vaachas, Aide Biru Vizicho Chalkoi Ba'olam, Aide Avaidosai Kimitsuva Olav Bitoira Bibchinas Moisha, Ba'im Lahagula Haklolis Bibchinas Moisha Ba'gola Didan. And just like we get our power to refine our world and our day and our specific life through Moshe, through the Torah, that brings us the work that we do through the Torah is the work that will bring Mashiach. May it be immediately.